Blog Talk Radio.
Ayer te vi, fue más claro que la luna. En mí no quedaron dudas, fue una clara aparición. Me has saltado el corazón cuando te vi. Ayer te vi, después de buscarte tanto, antes de salir el sol y pedirte que me dejes ver tu rostro en oración. Ayer te vi en un niño de la calle, sin un lugar para dormir. Te vi en sus manos extendidas, pidiendo pan para vivir. Te vi en sus ojos suplicantes, y en su sonrisa titubeante. Ayer te vi. Te vi en un cuarto de hospital, en soledad te vi llorar. Te vi en el rostro atribulado de un enfermo desahuciado, sin esperanza de vivir, cansado de tanto sufrir. Ayer te vi, ayer te vi. Fue más claro que la luna, en mí no quedaron dudas, fue una clara aparición. Me ha saltado el corazón cuando te vi. Ayer te vi, después de buscarte tanto, antes de salir el sol y pedirte que me dejes ver tu rostro en oración. Ayer te vi en un niño de la calle, sin un lugar para dormir. Te vi en sus manos extendidas, pidiendo pan para vivir. Te vi en sus ojos suplicantes, y en su sonrisa titubeante. Ayer te vi en un cuarto de hospital, en soledad te vi llorar. Te vi en el rostro atribulado de un enfermo desahuciado, sin esperanza de vivir, cansado de tanto sufrir. Ayer te vi. Ayer te vi. Te disfrazas y te escondes de mi vista, pero ayer te vi. Ayer te vi.
Pai de amor, te agradecemos por estarmos aqui mais uma vez, para juntos, ó Pai, podermos engrandecer o Teu nome, Senhor. E nesta tarde, ó Pai, possamos, ó Deus, cumprir, Senhor, tudo aquilo que o Senhor designou para as nossas vidas, ó Deus. Que nós possamos ser canal de bênção, Senhor, para todos aqueles que estão nos ouvindo, ó Pai, e aqueles que ainda irão nos ouvir, Senhor. Que o Senhor possa usar as nossas vidas, ó Deus. Que tudo aquilo que nós viemos fazer, Senhor, seja somente para Tua, Senhor, Tua honra e Tua glória, ó Pai. Que nada, Senhor, do inimigo possa, Senhor, atrapalhar, ó Pai. Que a Tua palavra, ó Deus, que a Tua verdade seja liberada, Senhor, aos quatro cantos dessa terra. Que esse programa, ó Deus, possa, ó Deus, trazer, Senhor, mais entendimento para os teus filhos. É isso que nós já te pedimos e te agradecemos. Em nome de Jesus, amém. Saudamos todos os nossos amados ouvintes com a graça e a paz do Senhor, dando já as boas-vindas. Tenham todos uma boa tarde. O Senhor esteja a derramar mais o seu amor e da sua graça sobre a vida de cada um de vocês. Bom, hoje o tema do nosso programa é sobre o Crosma Crato, que vai falar um pouco como é a operação que tem se instalado no mundo através de todo tipo de engano. E nós hoje vamos ter novamente conosco o irmão Will, que vai estar juntamente com o José, trazendo essa palavra para esclarecer um pouco mais sobre tudo isso que tem se instalado no mundo, que muitas vezes nós não conseguimos perceber se olharmos de relance. Então, que você possa abrir seu coração e pedir ao Espírito Santo que ele também abra sua mente para que você possa compreender um pouco mais sobre isso. Mas, como já de costume, antes de nós iniciarmos o tema, vamos ouvir algumas canções para juntos podermos adorar o nosso Deus. Fiquem todos na paz.
O lugar mais alto para se estar, Senhor, é aos teus pés. É onde eu quero estar.
Perto quero estar. Aos teus pés, pois prazer maior não há que me render e te adorar. Tudo que há em mim quero te ouvir. Mas ainda é pouco, eu sei, se comparado ao que ganhei. Não sou apenas servo, teu amigo me tornei.
Então louve. imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing inside. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine.
Não tendo nada que oferecer.
olho para o mar. Tu andaste sobre as águas. Olho para os montes. Meu socorro vem de ti, Senhor. Olho para o céu. Tu dominas sobre tudo. Olho para nós.
Olho para nós.
Tu dominas sobre todos. Te adoramos. Te adoramos.
Glória a Deus. Graças te damos, Pai, por mais esta oportunidade de adorarmos em espírito e em verdade, Pai. Quão bom que é estar na Tua presença e desfrutar dos Teus atos celestes. Este mistério da fé tens aberto aos nossos entendimentos, aos nossos corações, de nos achegarmos a Ti sempre que nós desejamos, e pelo preço que foi pago, Pai, tão caro que foi, para que pudéssemos desfrutar desta riqueza. Bendizemos, Senhor, por isto tudo, por estas riquezas celestes que ninguém pode tirar de dentro de nós. Nos teres feito templo do Teu Espírito, nos libertares das correntes, das falsas salvações, dos lobos deste mundo, dos poderes celestes deste mundo, por esta herança incorruptível, tão dolorosamente foi conquistada pelo Teu Filho Jesus. Por tudo nós Te glorificamos em nome dEle, em nome de Yeshua, o Seu nome original, que nos foi dado a conhecer como Jesus Cristo. E para a glória dEle nós estamos aqui, Pai, para o nosso benefício e para a glória do Rei Jesus. Em nome de Jesus, amém. Welcome, friends. I give thanks to our God for your presence this Sunday. Know that it's still morning in America, but I know that there are no better way that to wake up than praise the Lord and stay in His presence, in His chambers. I know that the Holy Ghost have opened the way with the body of Jesus Christ for us to have this opportunity to feel how great is our God, how beautiful He is, how good He is for us. So it's a blessing for all of us. Awake to work, to praise the great God we all have. I know that He is faithful for those who really surrender their hearts to them, to Him. So I know that you have felt, as I felt, the presence of the Lord here in the songs. He likes our praise. That's all we can give to Him. He doesn't need anything from us. He just wants to be praised because He's worthy. He's good. As the song said, what can I give you, Lord? I don't have anything to give to you that you need, so I give you my heart. And that's why we are the temple. That's why we are the temple of the Lord. Not as this world teaches or have taught us that we need to go to a temple to feel Him. No, He gave us better things. He fulfilled better promises for us. He made us the temple of His Spirit. That's what we are testifying here. That's what we are going to talk about here today with a warrior, a brother. He's a teacher from God that knows what was his life, where he was born, and he knew, as the scripture says, the foundations of Satan, the abyss where God removed him, to today be a living witness for all of us, teaches how not to follow the Cosmocrator, the powers, the celestial powers that construct this reality, that introduce their virus in our flesh, in our body, in our minds, to stole, just to steal, destroy, and kill our faith in the true gospel, in the true Savior, and in the true instrument of salvation that He gave us. First Him, then Him, and all the rest comes after Him. It's not the Bible that saves us. It's not the church that saves us. It's not even us that we can save us. It's Jesus Christ, Yahushua. Only He can save us through the Bible, even using the church, even leading us to the right path, teaching us how we can achieve complete salvation. But He is the only one that is God and has eternal life to save us. Don't be mistaken with changes on the priorities of God's salvation. Jesus always comes first. He's the Alpha and the Omega. It's not the instrument. It's Him using all the instruments. Nobody has nothing that God didn't give him first. But this religious system, this world, this fantasy world that we live, puts Jesus as a guest, not as the center. He's a satellite. And when you see you are so far away from the true salvation, the true worship, because you only see the instrument, and you can see that one that is using the instrument. Because this is the Antichrist. He still say there is a God, but He wants to be that God for you. He doesn't want that Jesus Christ lead your way. He doesn't want you to, for you to have a personal relationship. That's what Cosmocrator do. That's what we have to fight. And nobody better than our brother Will Rogers, that once part of that Cosmocrator, an instrument of them, will teach us today with profound experience how to avoid that trap, how to become an overcomer against the Cosmocrator. That's what he said there in Ephesians. Because we have to fight not against people, but against that power that controls the people. Brother Willie, are you there?
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. It's a pleasure again to be with you today, brother. And thank you once again for the invite. Thank you again, brother.
It's our honor. It's not a coincidence. God, as I said before, has a work for us to do. And He promised we will have real fights, that we will overcome, because He's bringing the best of the fighters to fight with us the good fight. You are one of them. Because this program will only be heard by those that love the truth, that really love Jesus. Those that don't love the truth, just love the blessings of Jesus, they will not stay here. But I don't want, my wife doesn't want numbers. Jesus doesn't want numbers. He wants quality. He wants true worship. That's why you, that's why watcher, youth, comes again. Jesus has true worshipers. You know, she knows, we know, that it's our King, that it's here. He, the glory is for Him. And we don't deal, we don't negotiate the truth. You don't give 10% of truth to people. So, I know that we will overcome, we will be victorious. Because He's bringing the elite soldier. So, we count on with you. We want you to tell us what you have found on your journey. What is the Cosmocrator? What are their strategies? What we have to fight against? It's your show now.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. And again, thank you for this opportunity. And brother, this is a very, very important topic, the most important topic. This is the subject that after coming out of the Luciferian agenda, after coming out of all of the occult doctrine, the skull and crossbones, the Brotherhood of the Snake, the Thelemic Order, the Golden Dawn, Freemasonry, the Kabbalah, the Cabal, Perennialism, Sufism, Buddhism, after all of this stuff and all of this research and after all of this studying, brother, I was on January the first of 2009 is when the true understanding of the depth of the deception that we live in today was made manifest, because I had tried, like King Solomon, I had all the women, I had the money, did all of the worldly stuff, and I was vexed in my spirit. It was a vexation of spirit, vanities of vanities. So the Lord of this word, the Lord of this word creates this world. And in this book, brother, I share some very shocking and profound stuff in this book that's not for the faint of heart. This book I've been tugging around and carrying around. I don't talk about this subject very much because it's, to be honest with you, brother, it's something that's very difficult for me to share with believers, because I get ostracized, because people don't want to accept the truth that's hidden in plain sight. So in this book, brother, we go through and I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify Bezaliel. I break down Beelzebub. I break down the Cosmocrator system, this harmonious arrangement, this constitution, this government. All of these are terms that come out of Ephesians 6:12 when it talks about these principalities, these rulers of darkness in high places, that is making us fit extensions for demonic possession through pharmakeia and thylema. Pharmakeia just means medicine and drugs. That's why we have pharmacists or doctors of deity. So a MD, a medical doctor, is a doctor of sorcery. So it is through pharmacy and pharmakeia and grammar or grammaria that the enemy is regening, retuning you. So at the last sound, at the last trump, you cannot respond because your DNA has been altered. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the days of the second coming of the Son of Man. And so I just want to go through some of the chapters of the book and just let encourage the listeners out there who are ready for the authentic gospel and the truth to pick up a copy of this book, brother.
Okay, brother, I'm going to update in Portuguese. But before that, let's just say two things. Leave your link for your book in our chat room, please. And you are not ostracized by the believers. Let me correct you. You are ostracized by the false believer. Because the false believers wants to believe that Jesus did everything for them, and they don't need to do anything for the glory of Jesus. They don't need to fight. They don't need to honor Him. They don't need to to make choices. They just pay their salvation with 10% then to the temples. So you are ostracized by the false believers, for the false believers in the false gospel, the gospel of the deception, the gospel of Cosmakota. Those they are the true believers, they hear the voice of truth. I hear the voice of truth in you. And I'm not afraid because I have, doesn't operate by fear, operates in love of Jesus. So those that ostracize you, that put their hands on their ears, they are happy with the Cosmakrota gospel. They are happy to pay to have Jesus on a leash in their temples. Jesus is, it's not free in their temples. It's not the ruler. It's on a leash, I think it's the word, right? Like a dog.
Yes.
He's only
yes.
there for guarding the temple. But when they say, Jesus, get up, Jesus, get down, Jesus, get up, Jesus, get down, Jesus, do. This is their Jesus. It's not the Lord, it's the baby Jesus that always is rebirthing in December. This is their Jesus. So, it's good to be ostracized by these guys. That they call themselves believers. And the devil is a believer in God too. But he doesn't want to us to give the glory for the Son. And you know this. It's just to make the difference here. This is Holy Land. This is not the worldly land. We have to be humble and say the truth. Don't call Christian to anyone who say, I am from Jesus. Let them be proved first. We will see too much people that say they are Christians the next days, the next months, the next years. Fall with big falls. But I'm not going to pray because I'm not going to cry because I know that I am building my heart with the truth, not with 10% of the truth. So don't be, this is what God has been telling us. As the days of Noah, he didn't call the days of deluge. The emphasis is in Noah. Noah, he had to build his ark. God didn't build this ark for them, for his family. He had to build and warn the rest of the world. He didn't stop when the world didn't hear him. He built the ark until the end. And it says in the book of Jasher that when start the rain, people, they tried to enter the ark, and Noah didn't open. God didn't left. He said to Noah, no, you don't open, because you are going to down too if you open. So don't be sad if you are ostracized by this believer. Okay? Just
Amen, brother.
Mas, amados, nós estamos falando de algo que muito poucos são os cristãos que realmente desejam ouvir. Falar do Cosmakrota, que é a palavra usada no grego, por Paulo lá em Efésios, que fala dos poderes celestes, das potestades, a falar de espíritos malignos, a falar de estratégias malignas, é falar de coisas agradáveis que estão acontecendo ao nosso redor. Nós estamos vendo acontecer, e o nosso irmão Willy escreveu um livro, deixou um link também ali, está lançando este livro, por enquanto só em inglês, para nós entendermos como é que tudo está sendo construído a nosso redor para substituir Jesus Cristo em nós. Você vai ao templo e a pouco e pouco entende que só ali é que tem bênção e começam a fazer-lhe entender isso. Você esquece a palavra de Deus, a própria palavra do Senhor Jesus que disse que viria a habitar dentro de si. Você é o templo. Então, a pouco e pouco, Jesus começa a ser um adereço na sua vida espiritual. Jesus começa a ser não o centro da mensagem, da sua vida, já não é mais senhor da sua vida, passa uma figura humana, passa para a frente de Jesus, uma instituição passa para a frente de Jesus, a agenda de Jesus em sua vida passa a ser a agenda de terceiros, e se você não cumprir a agenda de terceiros, você é amaldiçoado ainda por cima. Jesus passa a ser o cãozinho de guarda lá da igreja, daquele templo que diz que é cristão, que Jesus obedece às autoridades, à hierarquia, aos programas das hierarquias. Eles dizem, Jesus levanta-te, Jesus levanta-se, Jesus bate palminhas, Jesus bate palminhas, e assim vai o evangelho dessas potestades. Pouco e pouco Jesus vai se sentindo cada vez mais pequenino, ao ponto de quem sair de determinadas igrejas não leva consigo o Espírito Santo. Porque eles já são donos do Espírito Santo. E assim vai o Evangelho cosmacrota. O conjunto de espíritos caídos estão construindo, estão mudando o seu DNA espiritual, estão fazendo uma extensão deles mesmos. De maneira que tudo aquilo que ressoa dentro de si, toda a energia que entra dentro de nós, vai nos impedir de ouvir a última trombeta. Quando a voz de Deus soar, você vai estar programado, virado para outra voz. Você não vai reconhecer. Se persistir nesse caminho, caminho facilitado pelos homens, não é? Jesus já fez tudo, você não precisa fazer nada. Venha bater palminhas, levantar-se quando a gente mandar, sentar-se quando a gente mandar, você vai direitinho para o céu. Ah, e não se esqueça de dar 10% de tudo que ganha durante o mês, com muito esforço, para a nossa barriguinha. Esse é o pacto. Mas não foi o que Jesus mandou fazer, não é? 10%? Será que Jesus só se entregou 10% na cruz? Esse é apenas um dos aspectos deste sistema que facilita a sua perdição. É isto que nós vamos falar hoje. Se você não gosta deste discurso, tem um bom remédio. Desliga este programa. Apague o nosso link da sua existência. Porque aqui vai-se falar apenas sobre Cristo. Não se vai falar sobre outros Cristos, mas aquele que se deu por completo, 100%, e que disse, aquele que, não, que ama mais pai ou mãe do que a mim, não é digno de mim. Todo aquele que não perder tudo por amor a mim e ao Evangelho, não é digno de mim. Tudo, quanto é tudo, no seu dicionário evangélico, católico, protestante, quanto é tudo? É 10% do seu dinheirinho? Nós vamos falar a verdade, quer você goste ou não de ouvir. Eu sei que aquilo que Deus nos tem mostrado é que só vão ficar as ovelhas dele. Porque o fogo que está vindo aí vai consumir tudo o que não foi construído por Cristo. Tudo o que foi construído sobre areia. Lares, vidas, ministérios. Vai ser consumido pelo fogo da prova. E é bom que seja assim, porque haverá muitos que vão ficar sem nada. Mas vão pela primeira vez começar do zero em Cristo. Você quer construir a sua arca? Então fique conosco. Ouça o que este homem tem para falar. Porque ele nasceu debaixo do outro jugo. Ele participou na construção disto. Conhece como está sendo feito este falso, esta ilusão de salvação. Ajudou a construir isso. Foi ensinado a fazer isso. Mas um dia entendeu que não era isso que ele queria. E quando lhe foi dada a oportunidade de escolha, ele veio para falar a verdade. São poucos os que gostam, por enquanto. Mas quando o fogo começar a queimar, quando vidas começarem a cair, também aqueles que desprezaram Noé correram para a arca, mas já era tarde. E olha que Noé passou mais de 100 anos avisando sobre o dilúvio. Mas quando ele fechou a porta, já não a abriu. E Jesus falou como os dias de Noé serão, outra vez. Jesus não falou como os dias do dilúvio. Jesus falou assim como nos dias de Noé era. Você tem andado distraído? Hoje é a oportunidade que você tem de ouvir falar alguém que está construindo a sua própria arca. Porque Deus assim ordenou. É para si, é para mim, é para nós estarmos atentos. Porque aquilo que nos rodeia é tão mau, tão traiçoeiro, tão subtil, que vai ao encontro daquilo que são as nossas fraquezas. É por lá que somos seduzidos. Se você é amante do dinheiro, se você é amante do sexo, se você tem ídolos, é isso que vai ser usado contra si, para impedi-lo de viver a liberdade, a plena liberdade que há na verdade, que Jesus disse que o libertaria. Deus não vai deixar você faltar-lhe nada, mas vai-lhe dar tudo na prioridade, na ordem correta, de maneira a que você não seja enganado, dependente de nada mais da graça de Jesus. Assim que are you there, brother?
Okay, there we go. Yeah, we was cutting in and out there for a minute, brother, but I can hear you now.
Around the truth, I think more than right. So go on.
Okay, hopefully everyone can hear me okay. I wasn't able to hear you there, brother, because the sound was cutting in and out. But basically, brother, when we look at the Gospel of Thomas,
I think you...
Okay, it looks like she said she can hear me okay. So if we look at the Gospel of Thomas, we see something very profound, brother. And we see the fact that what the Creator, and I posted that scripture earlier, where Jesus said, those who seek should not stop seeking until they find. And what they find, they will be disturbed. After they are disturbed, they will marvel. After they marvel, they will reign. So it's three steps, really four, because the first step is you're asleep. You're not even seeking. And so once you are okay, brother, can you hear me okay?
Hi, brother.
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, brother, can I, do you want me to go ahead and proceed?
Yes, yes, it's on.
Okay, praise the Lord, brother. I was just...
Yes, it was the call here of the On Block Talk. It felt, but now it's on again.
Okay, praise the Lord. I was just talking about the Gospel of Thomas, that one scripture that I posted earlier in the chat room, and because in that verse, brother, when we talk about the cosmic rator, in the Gospel of Thomas, that scripture that I posted in verse 2, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, those who seek will not stop seeking until they find. What they find out will be disturbing. Most people, when they find the truth that they find, is not disturbing. The second thing that it talks about is they're going to marvel. you're going to be amazed at the truth because it's not being taught. Then once you are amazed, then you will have the ability to reign. So in the Gospel of Thomas, it talks about four steps, because the first step is people are asleep. People are not even seeking for the truth because they think, why would you look for something that you already have? So one of the greatest tricks of the cosmogrator is to convince you that you already have the truth, that there's nothing for you to seek after. So everybody is happy
right.
being unhappy. And so that is one
right.
of the greatest tricks is, so we have to start seeking, then we will find. And once what we find will disturb us. So whatever you found, if you're not disturbed, then I would encourage you to continue seeking. Because once you find, you're going to marvel. And after you marvel, you will be able to reign with Yahushua or Jesus the Christ. What I found out, brother, was this entire system that we live in, this demiurge is a demonic expression that it talks about very eloquently, and I explain all of this in the book, in the Gospel of Thomas, and in this book that was taken out of the Bible called the Book of John the Evangelist. In the Book of John the Evangelist, he explains in detail what happened to Lucifer and how Lucifer was transformed, how the Father took his light from him because of Thelema. And because of this will or this desire to express oneself that it talks about in James chapter 3. In James 3, it says, where there is bitter envy and self-seeking, there is the cosmogrator. There is confusion. He's the author of confusion. So the cosmogrator is the result of self-expression. It is the desire to promote your will above God's. It is desire to do the number one thing of the Luciferian agenda, that our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence declares here in the United States of America. The United States means a bunch of states or dispositions or spirits who come together. United means to be joined. States is a mental disposition. So in the Bible where it talks about it, when he says that my name is Legion, for we are many, the United States is a joining together of the fallen deities or angels. The United States has the Declaration of Independence. The United States is the fallen angels declaring their independence from God. And so when you pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, the little God, the little G, the cosmogrator. And we don't have a clue. We don't understand that the enemy has developed this government. The word government means government. It means something that is meant to govern, to control. And the word control means con, swindle, troll, large, clumsy demon. So we all have been conned. We have been swindled by a large, clumsy demon called Yabato, or Samael, or Cosmogrator.
So, can I update now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. O irmão Willy falou sobre algumas fontes que outrora já fizeram parte da Bíblia, em que foram retiradas do cânon da Bíblia precisamente para nos ocultar o que é que está por trás desta história da humanidade que nós temos hoje, desta realidade que nós temos hoje, política e social. Está falando, por exemplo, sobre o Evangelho Apócrifo de Thomas, de Tomé. Falou também sobre um livro de João o Evangelista, que também já foi considerado fonte fidedigna nos inícios da Igreja. Mas foi retirado precisamente porque lá fala da queda dos anjos, fala do espanto que todos nós que procuramos a verdade vamos ter quando encontrarmos a verdade. Como nós vamos ficar perturbados quando encontrarmos a verdade. É o que está ali no chat room. Mas depois de ficarmos espantados e perturbados com essa verdade, nós teremos força para a enfrentar. E aí, iremos reinar com Cristo sobre a verdade, com a verdade, sobre a outra verdade ilusória. Iremos descansar, entraremos no descanso de Cristo, do Senhor. Porque não mais estaremos sujeitos à mentira, às ilusões destes poderes. Então, o irmão estava salientando, por exemplo, a questão das políticas. Como nós somos guiados, socialmente guiados, a fazer pactos, até mesmo contra a palavra de Deus, não é? Quando a gente faz juramentos para servir no exército de algum país, que eu estava falando, especificando, por exemplo, os Estados Unidos, não é? Nós ali já estamos a entrar em contradição com a palavra de Deus, porque Jesus ordenou-nos que nós, como cidadãos do reino, não jurássemos nem por nada. Tudo o que passar do sim, sim, não, não, é maligno. Então nós estamos vendo que, como nestas subtilezas, este mundo está construindo para nós nos afastarmos cada vez mais da aliança com Deus, de seguirmos os mandamentos de Cristo. Subtilezas tão simples como esta. E tudo isto não é à toa, não é? Esta herança que nós já herdámos do sistema religioso, primeiro católico, depois protestante, que deixou a coisa a 50%, e agora o evangelismo, evangélicos, dizimistas, que, tal como Lutero, em vez de fazerem a reforma por completo, deixam ficar aquelas partes mais obscuras que permite controlar as pessoas, claro que sempre com boas intenções, não é? Desde que se encham os bolsos, têm sempre boas intenções. Então, meus amigos, nós temos que entender que nós temos que nos desvincular destas subtilezas. Se quisermos realmente vencer pelo sangue, como está lá escrito em Apocalipse, somos aqueles que vencemos pelo sangue do Cordeiro, pelo sacrifício de Jesus. Mas não basta dizer que é pelo sangue, que Jesus foi bonzinho e foi à cruz por nós. Porque está lá escrito, a seguir a essa parte desse versículo, está lá escrito que é pelo sangue e pelo testemunho das suas palavras. Né? Por tudo aquilo que Jesus ensinou. É preciso acreditar na cruz e é preciso carregar ela. Não é só acreditar. E nas horas certas, tomar a cruz e levá-la. E deixar o mundo. Deixar as subtilezas. Agora, o cosmacrota, o evangelho dessas potestades, faz a coisa por metade, torna mais barato. Torna a salvação em promoção. É pela fé, mas não é pelas obras. É, mas Abraão foi justificado também pelas obras. As obras colaboram com a fé. É as obras da fé. Fé em quê? Na Bíblia? Não. Fé no testemunho das suas palavras. Das palavras de Cristo. Mensagem cristocêntrica. Não é bibliocêntrica. Nem igrejocêntrica. É subtil, não é? Mas é o suficiente para parar o processo e invertê-lo dentro de si. É o suficiente para desviar o foco da fonte da salvação. E é o suficiente para fazer você receber e se preparar para receber outros salvadores. E acabar no paraíso desses salvadores. Amen, brother, please go on.
Amen, brother. So we all have unknowingly declared our independence from the Most High, and we've pledged our allegiance to the Most Low. And in this book, brother, I break down how Lucifer was turned into Satan. And he became, according to the book of Ezekiel, also in the book of Enoch, and then I love the way it explains it in the book of John the Evangelist, he became like a man, meaning that he went from a celestial being to a terrestrial being. He went from a light being into a dark being. He went from spirit into mass or matter. But the thing that's most shocking to me and the hardest thing to get fellow believers to understand is it talks about the craftiness In chapter 4 of the book, I talked about, I break down the definition of the word crafty. When he talks about he was the most crafty of all God's creations. Because what Lucifer did was he cannot create. So when he fell, in the book of John the Evangelist, and I read this and I go over this, when he fell and he turned from celestial to terrestrial, he figured out a way to manipulate the angels in the great movie, a CBS movie called The Threshold. It's available at Netflix here in the States, and you can rent it. It was a CBS miniseries that came on regular TV, and the title of that movie was called Threshold, where threshold means gatekeeper, that it talks about in the book of John, chapter 10. Well, Jesus Christ says that I am the good gatekeeper, the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. Voice is a sound. It's a frequency. It's a wave. It's a vibration. So Lucifer was the prince. He understood God's creative power by the use of the electromagnetic spectrum. So in the book, I talk a little bit about the retuning of what is called an organic portal. Is a soulless entity. And so what the Cosmogrator system is, it is a system, it is a world, it is a universe made up of mass or matter or E equals MC squared. Everyone knows Einstein's theory of relativity. But what most people don't know is that is, if you reverse engineer that, you see what happened to Lucifer. Lucifer was energy. Lucifer fell like lightning at the speed of sound squared. So energy became mass. So Lucifer is the god of mass or matter. What people have a hard time wrapping their brain around is the word Beelzebub means lord of mass or restless motion. And so there is another word called Asclepius, Asclepios, I'm not sure the correct pronunciation. It's spelled Asclepios. And again, I talk about that name and what that means in the book. All that means, brother, is when you understand the entire system, the first thing you have to understand is what Lucifer became when he fell and how the Father allowed him 7 days. And 1 day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as 1 day. And it explains all of this. I explain all of this in the book, and I also talk about it because all of this is found in the book of Enoch and the book of John the Evangelist and the Gospel of Thomas. All of these books, again, were taken out of the Bible at the Council of Nicaea because, again, the Catholics, the powers that be understood that they could not allow you to have access to this information. That's why even the Catholic Church, they have mass. When they get together, they call it mass. They call it mass because it's mass. It's matter. So Lucifer is the father. He's the author of mass and matter. So everything that has to do with mass and matter, the Cosmogrator is a part of it. He has the ability to manipulate it. Now, he can't create, but he can manipulate. And in this book, brother, I talk about how Lucifer became this mass, became this matter. He was energy, and now this energy fell at the speed of light, and that energy became mass. Now, what Yahushua is doing is he is reverse engineering that, and he's taking mass or matter, and he's turning it back into energy or light. So this electro or this terrestrial being is becoming a celestial being, or we are returning to our former estate because we all were or we all are spirit or light beings trapped inside of mass or matter, or what science calls a hexahedron, which is a six-sided object, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, that it talks about in the book of Revelations. So I'll let you update that, brother, and then we'll continue.
Yes, before I update, I was remembering here to another books that the people, if they want to check out, there it's easy to check on the Google. That is the first book of Adam and Eve. It talks about the first days on the flesh, Because what happened to Satan, it happened with Adam and Eve when they hit the fruit of that tree. And they become flesh. Yeah. And the problems that, all the problems they felt, they were not used to being flesh. And the other book that it's in, I think it's one of the most criminal things the Catholics done is to remove two great books, the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jasher. The Book of Jasher is mentioned on the Bible twice. You can check on Joshua and you check on 2 Samuel. It's easy to get the Book of Jasher or the Just. And there is a passage there, I don't know if you remember, but there's a passage there when God sent to Abram his order to offer Isaac, that it's not related on the Bible what on the way to that sacrifice. Has Satan appear on the way to derive Abram from obeying God? He appeared as an old man. He appears as a young man to Isaac, saying his father is crazy, don't go with your father. And it's related there that Satan even gets a form of a river. So what you are talking about, matter, we can say, and this is so important for people, because the things that are happening in the air with the UFOs and all that lie, it's obvious for us now that this is the Cosmocrator playing with the matter. Because Satan can transform himself, and his fallen angels, they have the power to change matter. They can assume forms. That's why they remove all these books from the Bible, because they don't want to be known what they can do. They want to keep playing with your intellectual and keep us prisoners on this material world, in this materialism, in this material understanding of things. The priority of our lives for them must be the materialism. That's why, because he is the king of the matter. He is matter. And his power is this. He can change himself in things. If the angel of God could enter on a donkey to talk to the prophet, you better know that Satan, he can disguise himself as a river, as it is in Book of Jasher, as an old man, as a young man, to put you away from the path that God has for you. He can disguise himself as a pastor, as a Christian, and he is good in deceiving. He is the better deceiver that we have to fight. So I think this is important for people to know where are the founts of what you are talking about, right?
Amen, brother. This is the foundation, because if we don't understand that what he's done, and I have a chapter in the book that talks about playing. The title of the chapter is called "Both Sides of the Coin," where I break down the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and what Lucifer, when he turned into Satan, and what he did. And if people don't understand that he's funding both sides of the war. He's playing both sides of the fence. And so it's very, very important, because we live in a world that is controlled by the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, the pride of the lust of the flesh. And if until we get out of this flesh and get in the spirit, Galatians says, if you walk in the spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so the flesh wars against the spirit. The spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. And I talk about this, brother. I have another book entitled I Am Too Human, where I break down the definition of the word human, which means the spiritual monster, according to dictionary.com, and humanism, and why it is the promotion of the Luciferian agenda through humanism or paganism or thylema. All of this is part of the cosmogratical system, which is promote you, promote your flesh, promote your dream, which is exactly what I did. And so it's very important, brother, that people understand the foundation of this. Everything is based on mass and matter. Until we get to understand, that's what Jesus, that's what the Bible says, friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God, because everything in this world is mass and matter. And that's very hard for people to understand, brother.
Yes, I'm going to update. So, o irmão Willi está falando que neste livro tudo é dissecado em função daquilo que Satanás transformou, sendo ele um anjo de luz, um dos anjos mais poderosos, se não mesmo mais poderoso que Deus tinha criado, se exaltou e subiu acima de Deus, para o lugar de Deus, e por isso Deus desproveu da sua natureza gloriosa. Por isso ele foi lançado na terra, neste plano inferior, onde a sua própria natureza foi transformada. Não é? Ele deixou parte da sua glória, ficou com apenas uma natureza deformada daquilo que era a sua natureza original. Ele passou a ser um ser diferente daquilo que ele era. Então, o que o irmão Willi está falando é que tudo aquilo que é a natureza caída de Satanás se reflete neste mundo, porque ele foi lançado neste plano. Quando Adão e Eva caíam, eles foram transformados também na natureza caída de Satanás, ao desobedecerem, ao aceitarem o partir, a sugestão de Satanás, foi-lhes introduzido na sua natureza o gene de Satanás, a natureza de Satanás, a natureza caída. Por isso é que eles foram transformados, perderam a sua natureza original. Por isso é que eles foram expulsos do paraíso. E há livros que foram outrora ensinados à Igreja que nós nunca tivemos acesso, que fala precisamente sobre isto. O primeiro livro de Adão e Eva, que fala das lutas que eles tiveram, já na carne, já sendo transformados em seres de carne e sangue. As lutas que eles tiveram com Satanás, como Satanás os atacou de todo o jeito, e só pela graça de Deus sobreviveram. E olha que foi muita graça. E é interessante que nada é à toa, não é? Que não é por acaso que dois dos maiores testemunhos desta saga, desta luta, do verdadeiro controlador deste mundo, que desmascara todo esse controle que os anjos caídos e Satanás têm sobre este plano material, materialista, de carne. Não é à toa que está escrito que a carne e o sangue não herdarão um reino no céu. Foram removidos. Foram removidos precisamente para que eu e você nunca tivéssemos acesso a esse conhecimento. Enquanto Jesus vem-nos para devolver aquilo que era o nosso primeiro estado, para dar a primazia à parte espiritual, à parte energética do nosso ser, que é o nosso espírito, que é dado por Deus, Satanás faz precisamente o contrário. Ele foi transformado de energia em matéria. Ele decaiu. E é isso que ele está fazendo com o nosso ser. Dia após dia, você está sendo modelado, construído à imagem de Satanás e não à imagem de Deus. Porque ele quer ser o seu Deus, ele quer levá-lo com ele para aquilo que ele já está destinado. Você está ouvindo todo tipo de som, está vendo todo tipo de imagens contrárias àquilo que são os valores de Deus. Você está recebendo todos os ensinos falsos que vão te impedir de conhecer a verdadeira história da humanidade, o sentido de viver. E você acha que é por acaso que retiraram livros como o livro de Jasher, que é mencionado na Bíblia em duas vezes, em Josué e em 2 Samuel, o livro do justo, onde fala precisamente dos poderes do diabo. Você sabia que quando Deus deu ordem a Abraão a sacrificar Isaac, no caminho que Gênesis não relata, no caminho para o sacrifício, Satanás apareceu a Abraão, tomando várias formas para impedi-lo de obedecer a Deus. Apareceu-lhe como um homem velho e sábio no caminho, para lhe dar conselhos. Dizer, o que é que tu vais fazer? Vais matar o teu filho? Que Deus é esse? Apareceu também a Isaac, como um jovem muito atraente, né? Muito poderoso. Diz, teu pai está a gagar. Foge do teu pai. Quer saber que mais? No fim, depois de ter falhado isto tudo, porque Abraão discerniu que era o diabo que estava ali se apresentando, ele foi e tomou uma forma incrível de um rio, um riacho, para afogar, para impedir que Abraão chegasse ao destino. Então veja o poder deste ser, que é matéria, que é o rei da matéria, e que tem a capacidade de se transformar em várias formas. Entender porque é que Jesus repreendeu os céus e o mar. Satanás estava nessa tempestade. Satanás estava nesses ventos. Satanás, sendo espírito, tem poder sobre a matéria, porque é o plano dele. É por isso que a carne e o sangue não herdarão o reino. Por isso que a carne luta contra o espírito. E você está sendo moldado por este cenário envolvente, religioso, político, para você viver em quê? Depressão, medos, ansiedades, sem esperança. Você está cortado da verdadeira vida, que é só no Espírito, quando ele é regenerado pelo poder de Deus, pelo Espírito de Deus. Você está sendo enganado e iludido por todo este sistema que te faz comprar a tua salvação com 10% do tanto custa a ganhar. Você está sendo sintonizado noutra frequência. É como se a sua antena interior estivesse sendo obrigada a estar virada para o lado errado, para apanhar as frequências erradas, a rádio errada. Isto é muito importante. Se você tiver a oportunidade de ler este livro, leia. O irmão está lançando agora, porque tudo isto ele aprendeu, viu os satanistas, os maçons fazerem. Este irmão chegou ao grau 33 dentro da maçonaria. Ele sabe do que está falando. Ele sabe o que é o Cosmacrotter. Há um link deixado por ele aí no chat room para quem quiser. Pode investigar sobre este livro. Se você for falar isto à maioria das pessoas que se dizem cristãos, vão acreditar em si, de que Jesus já fez tudo, mas ao mesmo tempo estão vendo a novela da Globo e ao mesmo tempo estão vendo quem é como mais quem no Big Brother e ao mesmo tempo estão participando na ceia com o Kleber Lucas lá cantando e rindo de Jesus. Alô? Acorda, povo. Cosmacrotter. Falso evangelho, evangelho da treta, evangelho do anticristo, o menino Jesus que nunca deixa de ser menino, por acaso até é Tamuz, por acaso até é Mitra. Eu sabia que os católicos faziam missas, não é? Missa em inglês significa mass, e mass significa também em inglês matéria. Então, cada vez que os católicos vão à messe, estão exaltando a matéria. E quem é o rei da matéria? Quem é o rei da carne? Satanás. Você vai entender isto neste livro e muito mais. Você vai ser preparado com armas de alto quilate para entender e se desviar das ciladas do diabo e ainda para livrar os outros. Amen, brother, we have more... 18 minutes. I would like to end with a song, but I want you to talk us. What are the great advantage for us that are seeking to serve the Lord and to help the others to wake for this reality? What has this book to offer in in the arm, in the weapons that we can learn to manage if we read this book.
Amen, brother. The most important thing in this book, brother, is the understanding that we have to come as a little child. Inside of this book, brother, it's going to create in you a vexation of spirit, and that's a good thing. It's going to create exactly what I posted earlier from the book, the Gospel of Thomas, and that scripture that talks about the fact that when you find the truth, you are going to be very disturbed. This book will disturb your peace. It's going to make you, it's going to create righteous indignation, not just anger where you want to go out and punch something, because the scripture says be angry, but sin not. This will light the fire underneath you, and it will show you exactly what Jesus Christ says when he says in Matthew 19, I think it's verse 14 somewhere there, let suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. In this book, brother, it shows you crystal clearly that I don't care what religion you have, it's the Cosmoguato's religion. The word religion is R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N. Religion, the I is a Y. It's the word rely I on. The word religion means to rely on something outside of the Father, outside of the source, which is inside of you. The scripture says that God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and minds of his people. The craftsman right. of this world uses numerology, math, music, and language. Inside of your skeletal system is composed of, the skull has 22 bones, your back has 33 vertebrae, your rib cage has 11. Those are 11, 22, 33, the master numbers of the Cosmoguato system or numerology. All of the secret societies, the elitist, Freemasons, all of these cats, they all understand Homo erectus is not Homo sapien. They understand the difference between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. In this book, I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what they know so that way you see why you must run to the cross and cast your cares upon him, because his burden is, I mean, the yoke is easy. The burden is like he takes away this burden, because I had this burden, brother, and there was no one that could assist me with carrying this burden. And what I found out, the only thing that could help me is what I put in this book. The Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the set apart one, will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will never ever manipulate or control you. So the day, every day I wake up, brother, I wake up with joy inside of my heart, inside of my spirit, even though everything around me is decaying, including my own body, because as I'm getting older, things hurt that didn't used to hurt. So I know that this body is waxing cold, but my man, my inner man, is being renewed every day. And in this book, it's going to renew the inner man. It's not going to do nothing for your flesh. So anybody that's listening to this show, that's looking for a book to tickle your ears, to make you feel good, this is not the book. This book will do nothing for your flesh, but this book will light a fire inside of your spirit, because greater is he that is in me, that is in you, than he that is in this world, in this cosmos, in the air, in the frequency, in the wave, in the vibration. This is a spiritual book for spiritual people, taken from a spiritual God that has spiritual word, because the scripture says that the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. And so this rhema word, brother, that is not based upon the manipulation, because we know that the Cosmoguator has manipulated jots and tittles. He's added words where they shouldn't be. He's got definitions messed up. And so I don't care what book you read, including my book, you still are going to be left empty, because it is only the spirit that gives life. And you must go to the Father for yourself. You must study to show yourself approved. This book is going to lead you to the door. Now, I can't open it for you, but I'm going to lead you right up to the door, and you're going to see how you must set aside everything that you've learned, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers. These are the icons or the archons of darkness. Their knowledge is so far above us that this frequency, this wave, this entire electromagnetic spectrum, and all you got to do is go to Google and just type in the word electromagnetic radiation, you will see that according to science, you can only perceive with your five senses less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum. So my question to everyone that's listening to this show, what is the other 99.whatever%? If you can only perceive 1% of what the cosmogrator is doing, what is it that you can't see? What is it that you don't understand? You only understand right now, everything I'm telling you, brother, is based on 1% of the known knowledge that's available. 1%. That is why we must go to the Father as a little child. Because how in the world, do you know the arrogance it is of some preachers, teachers, reverends, doctors, and bishops who have the arrogance to stand and say that they know all knowledge based on 1% of the known electromagnetic spectrum? It is impossible for a grain of sand on the beach to describe the entire beach. He does not have the proper perspective. Our thoughts are not like his thoughts. Our ways are not like his ways. We must go to the Father, and we must cry, Abba, Father. If God doesn't save me, I'm going to drown, and I will die in my sins. I bring nothing to the table, because everything that I have is based on 1%. And this book shows you. It shows you the cosmogrator. It shows you this harmonious arrangement. It shows you the fact that I don't care how great, I don't care how many degrees you got, brother. I got a PhD. I've been to school, but I've learned, I've studied, I've read thousands of books. I've written 40 books. And all of this stuff that I've done, it's just a grain of sand on one beach of 1,000 beaches. And so it's very important, brother, that we understand that we must go to the Father and we must cry out, Abba, Father. We must come to him as a little child.
If this book weakens my flesh, your flesh, our flesh, it will get stronger, because it's when we are weak, we see our fragilities, that
Amen.
We are ready to understand the power of God. That's what Paul had to understand with his proofs, his fights. That's why he had to have a thorn on his flesh. Because we must understand that without the challenge, there is no glory. Without the proof, there is no glory. So when we understand that God is teaching all of us to depend only on him, that's when we start feeling the faith to praise him in the challenge, with the thorns in our flesh. And so if this book brings that to our flesh, it will bring life to our spirit, right?
Amen, brother. That is 100% correct. The whole purpose of the book is to basically what Romans 7 and Romans 8, the entire book of Romans 7 and Romans 8 breaks it down so eloquently. You know, the flesh wars against the spirit wars against the flesh. The heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? In our righteousness is as a filthy rag, brother. It's a filthy, I don't care how great, on our best day, on our most profound day, brother, it's not even worth mentioning. It is stench in the nostrils of the Most High. until we get to the place where we understand our total depravity. Now, people get a little upset when we say that because we like to think that we are pretty good. You know, we've been told all our lives how great we are. We are our own gods, how we can do this and we can do that. I came out of the self-help movement. That's all part of this Luciferian doctrine, the law of Thelema, do as thy wilt. If it feels good, do it. Promote yourself. But, brother, just like God told Job, you know, where were you when I spun the heavens and created the universe? Lucifer manipulated what God had already created. And I talk about that. He came down and he saw this mist and he saw the water. He could not do anything with water. He could only manipulate mass. All through the scripture, it talks about this H2O, this hydrogen and oxygen. It is the hydrogen. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5, God tells Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and spirit. That word water in the Greek is hydor. In all of the ancient texts, Lucifer has no power over hydor or hydrogen or the hydrogen. That is the Most High. Unless you are born of water and spirit, you can't enter into the kingdom because the enemy controls mass and matter or blood. That's why the whole blood alchemy and all that stuff is very important. And I touched on that a little bit in the book as well. The enemy knows that, brother, so he wants to get us to focus on, you know what, I'm not too bad. I can save myself. I can get saved anytime I want. For it is God who works in me both to will and to do. My very will comes from God. My ability to do what he wills comes from God. I bring nothing to the table, brother. I come as a little child. I have five children, brother. All my children, when they were infants, were totally dependent upon me. The same way my children were dependent upon me is the same way I am dependent upon the Most High, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. So I'm going to update. If you have some link, some kind of link to those books that you use, John the Evangelist and the Book of Thomas, please leave on the chat room if you can. I'm going just to update. I hope that we'll see again next weekend. We'll keep in touch. I thank you everybody for being with us. I want to end with this song. I hope that you like, because it's a blessing of our Lord to have this singer with us. He's an American one. His name is Mo Leverett. Hope that you seek him on YouTube. He's great, great, great. He's very anointed. And I'm going to update him. I hope to see you back next show. And for you, teacher, you know that our door is open, okay?
Amen, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much again for the opportunity, brother. And we'll definitely see you next weekend.
Okay, leave the link if you have, please. Então, o irmão Will está dizendo que se você procurar neste livro Excitação para a Sua Carne, não vai encontrar. Este livro vai fazê-lo humilde como uma criança, vai trazer morte para a sua carne, mas vai trazer vida espiritual para o seu espírito. Vai te mostrar, não para teres medo, mas para teres sabedoria de como enfrentar a realidade deste mundo e como é possível nós vivermos acima destas águas. Despedir com uma canção que creio que faz todo o sentido e que Deus vos abençoe, que em breve possamos estar de novo em mais um programa para a glória do nosso Rei Jesus, o único Rei, não existe outro, o único Mestre. Esta música é dedicada a todos aqueles que amam a verdade para a honra e glória de Jesus.
End of the road, your permanent scars will not fade away, but will shine like the stars. Oh, oh, at the end of the road, at the end of the road, these turbulent skies in beauty come. the end of the road. The purpose of pain is fully disclosed and is fully explained. Oh, at the end of the road. At the end of the road, a righteous green dress, your permanent